Daryl Archuleta, D-A-R-Y-L-A-R-C-H-U-L-E-T-A. Today is the 19th, 8-15-59 is his date of birth. Chief Complaint, he comes in today because of difficulty urination. Number two, frequent urination. Number three, follow-up of otitis media. Number four, I just don't feel well. Number five, leg pain. Number six, history of numbness and tingling. Number seven, concerned about family history of stroke. Number eight, dyspepsia. Number nine, frequent urination. Number 11 or number 10, whatever it is. Mr. Archuleta is also being complains of being thirsty. He is a 64-year-old gentleman. He used to be on metformin because his A1C was slightly elevated at the time, 6.4, 6.5. He couldn't tolerate the metformin. Then he started checking his sugar on a regular basis. He stayed around 90, so he hasn't done much about his blood sugar. Today, his urinalysis shows copious amount of sugar in the urine with no sign of infection, period. He's also on Amoxil for his sinusitis that was started last week. COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-social, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He does drink three alcoholic drinks, vodka at nighttime. He used to be in the oil and gas business. He's married and has two children. He has a cardiologist that he sees on a regular basis. He has an appointment with him coming up to manage his blood pressure, but he lost his PCP after 25 years, and he would like for us to be his PCP at this time. Period. Surgery, he had degenerative disc disease and had a fusion in his neck, tonsillectomy, appendectomy. Medical problems, hypertension. Medication, amlodipine 10 milligram at night, atenolol 50 milligram at night. Allergy, non-COVID immunization, non-family history. Mom and dad died of old age, but they did have high blood pressure, diabetes, and stroke in the family. Review of system as above, 207 pounds. His weight's actually gone up a few pounds, and then has been losing weight because he's been so thirsty and urinating so much. He says 97%, 98.1, 16, 63, 153 over 76. He's alert, awake, and no distress. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TM slightly red, still skin shows no rash around mucosa with hemorrhaging, logical non-focal urinalysis, copious amount of sugar, no infection, no sign of infection. Blood sugar, finger stick, non-fasting today after he had kolachi, K-A-L-A-C-H-I, for breakfast is 457. Number one, full-blown diabetes. Number two, symptoms of diabetes. Number three, start Glucotrol XL, 5 milligram. Next number, we talked about injection with a GLP-1 down the road, but he just wants to take a pill. Next number, cannot take metformin. Next number, glucometer given. Next number, check blood sugars AC 3 times a day. Come back Monday. Next number, check blood work. We'll come back for blood work in 3 hours to get the fasting blood work done, because by then he would be fasting at least for 6 hours. Next number, history of hyperlipidemia. Next number, his carotid ultrasound shows arthroma in the left bulb. Next number, check cholesterol. Next number, would definitely benefit from a statin given the carotid's issues. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH. Next number is BPH. All these were noted on the echocardiogram and prostate exam. Next number is leg pain related to neuropathy. Next number is no PVD, mild PVD. Next number, fatty liver. Next number is gallbladder looks normal. Next number is carotid stenosis minimal. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck related to his current sinusitis. Next number, blood work up will be obtained in 3 hours. Next number, come back and see me on Monday with blood sugars in hand. This is Friday, by the way. Thank you. Bye.